Okay, today's daf is Yuma, daf Yud Aleph. We are on Yud Amavez on the bottom line. Today we have a foray into Hilchos Mezuzah. As we started already yesterday, most of Hilchos Mezuzah, if you remember, is from Meseches Menachos. But today we have, in a Moed Mesechta, in Yonim of Mezuzah, how do we get into this? If you remember, the discussion yesterday was whether the Lishkas Parhedrin has a mezuzah on it or not. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether it has it on a d'oraisa level, on a d'rabbanan level. Is it for the din d'oraisa because it's a base dira, and therefore it requires it? Does it not require it because it's only a dira for a week? You wouldn't require it. Maybe it's a gzeira d'rabbanan that it is required because shema yomru. Maybe people will say the Kohen Gadol is in the base of asurin, which we said is not appropriate for a Kohen Gadol. The Shor HaMashiach Balacha said that, you know, we're supposed to have kavod for the Kohanim, and if we have this type of attitude, it'll be a violation of that. Chazal were worried, and therefore they protected the status and the position of the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so now we're up to the bottom line. Mantan al Hadatan Rabbanan, who is the author that says the following? Kol Hasha'arim Shahayusham, all the gates that were in Pashas, the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, Sha'are Mizrach Azara, the eastern gates. There aren't too many Easter gates. You remember the Mishnah we had in Nishkalim, 13 gates? There were three on the east side. The Shara Nikonar and the two little ones that were next to them. So there's only three. So you might have said that this means all of them, but Rashi limits it to the Shari Mizrach Azara. Shal Sharab Shah Yusham. Lo Hayu Lahem Mezuzah. They didn't have mezuzahs. Chutz Mishar Nikonar. Except for Shar Nikonar, we'll go with Ar Girsa, though the Grud changes it. Except for Shar Nikonar, the major gate. So we know we're going to have the story later on. In this Masechta, Nikonar made the gates, made special doors in Egypt, and then he wanted to bring it. Right, Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. We're going to have the story of Nikonar. And he wanted to bring the gates, and one of them, it was a big storm, and he had to throw one overboard. It was a big nace that one stayed with the boat, and continued, and the tremendous nisim done with those gates, and that's why even after Bnei Yisrael became more affluent, and they changed all the gates into gold, they left that one because of the nace that occurred. So all the gates did not have mezuzahs, except for Nikonar. Why did Nikonar have a mezuzah? Shelefnim imenu lishkas parhedrin, because it led into the lishkas parhedrin, which was a room, a beis dira, and that required a mezuzah. So therefore, the gate leading to it requires a mezuzah. A beis sha'ar for a beis dira, the halacha is, requires a mezuzah too. So lema rabbanan hivel Rabbi Yehuda, should we assume that this is the going like the opinion of the rabbanan who require a mezuzah mida oraisa in the lishkas parhedrin? So outside of that, you also, because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, why did Rabbi Yehuda require the mezuzah on yesterday's daf? Because of a gzera. Gzeira Sheva Yomru. So the Rebbe Yehuda, he gufa gzeira. Vana neka menigzer gzeira l'gzeira. So we're going to make an extension of that. You only need it in the room inside. The Lishkas Parhedrin for a gzeira. So we're going to extend that din. Would that make sense? It's a gzeira l'gzeira. You're going to need it on the outside because you might come to not to have it on the inside. But on the inside, it's only a gzeira too. So the Gemara answers, no. Afilu tamer Rebbe Yehuda, kula chada gzeirahi. It's all one gzeira. What does that mean? It comes up in a number of places in Shas. So either that means that it was all one formulated gzera, meaning once Chazal said that the inner one, the Lishkas Parhedrin, needs a mezuzah, for whatever reason, even if it's Mishum gzera, but now that room is subject to all the rules and regulations of a room that requires a mezuzah, even daraisa. So that is why you need it on the outside, because it's part of the formulated gzeira. They gave this room the status of needing a mezuzah daraisa, even though it was only a gzeira d'rabbanan. That's one way of understanding kula chada gzeirahi. The other way of understanding kula chada gzeirahi is sometimes Chazal feel that if you don't do, even if A is the gzeira, if you're not gozer B, then nobody's going to do A anyway. So kula chada gzeira means they're both needed. Both stages are needed because if you don't do one, you won't be able to have the other to exist either. So maybe that's what, if you don't put a mezuzah on the outside, maybe they would come to forget and take the mezuzah on the inside, not in a serious way either. But either way, those are the different ways of understanding the principle of kula chada gzeirahi. But now we continue. We get into some hilchos mezuzah. Tana Rabbanan. Before we get there, Gemara says that on the inside of Shar Nikonar, somewhere, we don't know exactly where it is the Lishkas Parhedrin. Asks the Ritva, asks Tosas earlier in the Masechta, so the Lishkas Parhedrin was inside the Azara, right? Because the Shar Nikanar was the doorway, was the Shar between the Ezras Nashim and the Azara. Don't we have a principle quoted later on in this Masechta? Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara El Amalchi Beis David Bilvad. You're not allowed to sit down in the Azara. Unless you're from David HaMelech. Even the Kohanim aren't allowed to sit down in the Azara. So here, he's going to lie down. He's going to be there for a week. So how are we supposed to understand that the Lishkas Parhedrin is inside? We thought, says Tosfos, it was somewhere on the outside. But if it's inside the Nikanar doors, that's inside the Azara. Doesn't that have Kedushas Azara? Says the Ritva, the Yesh Lomar, they had this in mind originally when it was built. To even though it was geographically inside the Azara, they did not imbue it with Kedushas Azara. And they had that inside. The Yesh Lomar Deshaini Hacha, the Mitchilas Asiyasa Haisa Lakach, Veloneskatsha Kishar HaAzara. That is the Chiddush of the Ritva. Again, there are other answers. Oh, maybe you could give also, it was inside, but it was to the side, so it wasn't included. The Ritva says, no, it was inside, but Kahai Gavna, they had the Tanai from the original moment. Tosis earlier in Daf Ches said maybe the opening was Lachol. So if the opening was Lachol, even though it was Banui Bakodesh, still that was enough to keep its Kedusha Kedushas Ezras Nashim and not to Kedushas Azara. Okay, that's one point in terms of the place where it was. Now let's continue. Tan Rabbanan Bisharecha Echad Sha'arei Batim. Your gates need a mezuzah. Uchesavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. You shall write, right, on your mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. Just even before we get into this, relating to something we mentioned a couple of days ago. We mentioned on Daf Tes, the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi notes, he explained, remember he put the Gemaras together of the Churban happened because of Shaloberchu Batorah Tchila, along with our Gemara. He based that on the Gemara in Menachas, Daf Mem Beis, which says that you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. Ein asiyasa gemar mitzvasa, you don't make a bracha. So that's why you don't make a bracha on putting tzitzis on a beged, putting, writing the mezuzah, and the like. We use that to say that's why they didn't make Berachas HaTorah on learning. They only felt the learning amanas la'asos had significance and not the learning per se. One of the examples that he talks about is writing a mezuzah. Uchesavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. The Nitziv in the Hemek She'elot, right at the end of the Hemek She'elot, notes that there are, he comes up with the following category, there are certain hechsher mitzvos that are mentioned in the Torah, and there are hechsher mitzvos that are not mentioned in the Torah. Most hechsher mitzvos are not mentioned in the Torah. It doesn't say in the Torah to buy a lulav. It just says to shake a lulav. It doesn't say in the Torah to write tefillin. It says to wear tefillin. But once in a while, there are like about five examples where the Torah itself, in formulating the mitzvah, says writing the, quotes the Hechsher mitzvah, not just doing the mitzvah. So for example, mezuzah, uchisavtam, you should write, the Torah should say that v'hinachtam, you should put it on the door. No, it says uchisavtam. Or, what's the other example? Sukkis. Chag ha-sukkas ta'aseh lecha. Right? Make a sukkah. The mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah. Or va'asu lahem tzitzis. Make tzitzis. Or maybe marriage, if that's a hechsher mitzvah. Ki yikach ish isha, if you assume the mitzvah is puravu. All of these are examples. Kavod Shabbos, that'd be another one. All these are examples of what the Nitziv calls a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah. And a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah says that the Nitziv has different halakhic ramifications than a hechsher mitzvah she'ain haksuva batorah. He says, it's considered a mitzvah by itself. You might apply the principle of osik b'mitzvah, patur b'na-mitzvah, to a hechsher mitzvah k'suva b'torah. You would have a hava mina to make a bracha by a hechsher mitzvah k'suva b'torah, even though you wouldn't have had hava minas by other mitzvahs. Mezuzah is one of them. As we're getting into it with mezuzah, we have to remember that nitziv, that mezuzah is a hechsher mitzvah k'suva b'torah, writing a mezuzah, because that's how it's formulated in the Torah. Uchesavtam, you should write it. The tzdukim, they wrote their mezuzahs on the doorway. Right? Literally. Tzdukim uchsavtam. You ever go to a tzduki house, you'll see it written on the doorway. But we obviously hold it. It's written on cloth and then put up against the doorway. So, now it says the Gemara again. Tana Rabbanan, Bisharecha. You have to have mezuzahs in your gates. Echad sha'arei batim. This means the gates of your houses. The echad sha'arei chatzeros, or the gates of your chatzeros. Outside, you have a chatzer in front of your house. So you put the mezuzah at the doorway of the chatzer. Also needed there, right? Getting into a Yoni Chanukah also. So you put the chanukiah at the doorway of your house, the doorway of the chatzer. The echad sha'arei medinos, the echad sha'arei ayaros, yesh bohen chovas mitzvah lamakom. There's a chiyuv. Shenemar uchisavtam al mezuzas beisecha uvisharecha. You have to put it out there, just like we have the sha'arim, the gate that leads into the Lishkas Parhedrin. You need it on all of these gates. Good. A lot to talk about in this line. What does the Lashon mean? Yesh chovas mitzvah lamakom. Not such a common line. There's a chiyuv to do the mitzvah for Hashem. What does that mean? So maybe it could be connected to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah. In Perek Hey, Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says, the minog is shekosan al mezuzah mibachutz negad arevach shbeparsha leparsha shakai. The minog is on the back of the mezuzah, this is what we do, we write Hashem's name, Shin and Dalet and Yud. Shakai, on the outside of the mezuzah, on the back of the mezuzah, so when you roll the mezuzah and you put it in, let's say you have a see-through cover case, you can see the shakai. That's okay, that's not a problem. The Rambam, oh, that's the minhag 800 years ago, in the time of the Rambam. But then the Rambam says, Aval elu shekosven ba bifnim. But there are others, says the Rambam, that write on the inside of the mezuzah, meaning the same side you write the mezuzah. There are people that write, Shemos malachim, names of angels, O Shemos kedoshim, O pasik, O chosamos. They add on to the two parshios that we have a chiyuv to write, all of these other names and kemias and amulet type of words. Harehein bichlal mi she'ein lahem chelech olam haba. Whoa. That's strong lashon. The Rambam says that those are kofrim. She'elu atipshim. These foolish people. Lo dai lohem she'bitlu ha-mitzvah. Not only did they ruin their mitzvah, because there's a mitzvah to write mezuzah. So not only did they ruin their mitzvah by being Mosif, but Ella. She osin mitzvah gedola, but they've taken this amazing mitzvah mezuzah. She yichud shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu viavaso vavodaso keilu hi kemiyah lahanas atzman. They're making it as if it's just for shvira, right? To use as an amulet, right? So as you see in taxis, I've seen this in a taxi. You have a mezuzah hanging on the dashboard, right? They're not doing any mezuzah there. They're not doing any mitzvah there. There's no sha'ari mechoniyot. That's not in the Gemara. Right? But they're trying to get the shmira element without doing the mitzvah. So the Rambam says, that's what they're doing here. He says, it's terrible. He says, you want to write something on the back, you're not going to ruin it. But on the front, so he says, that's not appropriate. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, but doesn't mezuzah have a shmira element to it? Right? We mentioned it yesterday, the Gemara about Unkelus, Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, where Unkelus points to the mezuzah and says, oh, right, Hashem guards us. Explains the Kesef Mishnah, yes, that exists. But that's not why we do the mezuzah. We do the mitzvah mezuzah because Hashem told us to do mezuzah. Yes, there is memela, an element of shmira, but that's not why we do it. Tzarech lomar, de'inachinami, says the Kesef Mishnah, sheha mezuzah shomeres habayis, kishi ksuva kitikna, lo ha'malachim ksuvin ba mi bifnim. Hashem guards our house. We don't need the angels. Right, Hashem guards our house if we do the mitzvah and mezuzah properly. V'gam ein ha-kavana ba'asiyasa l'shmar ha-bayis. That's not why we put it up. Elat sarich sheyachavin l'kaya mitzvah sakadosh baruch hu u'memela nimshach shetishmar ha-bayis. So maybe that's what this line is alluding to. We do the mitzvah, why? Yesh bohen chovas mitzvah lamakom. We have a mitzvah to do it for Hashem. Right, forget any shmira elements, which it has. Yes, mezuzah has shmira elements, but that's not why we do the mitzvah. Right, we do it purely because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do the mitzvah. Good. There is a rule in Hilchas Mezuzah, which we have later on also, that a room, a bayis she'eno makura, the Rambam paskins this way, and Rashi paskins this way, does not get a mezuzah. A bayis she'eno makura. So the question is, what about a sha'ar? Right, let's say you have a gate you have a doorway of your gate, and then that goes into your front yard, and then that goes into your house. So you need a mezuzah. If there is a tzuras ha-pesach on the gate, so you need a doorway, you need a mezuzah there. So ask the achronim, but what do you mean? But don't you need a roof? Right, if you have a bayis she'eino makura, without a roof, it does not need a mezuzah. So the answer that the Rush gives is that no, a house is supposed to have a roof. And therefore, a house without a roof is inferior, and that's why it does not require a mezuzah. A gate in front of a yard is supposed to be open. A gate in front of a yard, there's nothing inferior about that. That's what it's supposed to be. And therefore, says the Rosh in Hilchos Mezuzah, that is not a problem. That requires a mezuzah, even though it doesn't have a roof. That's one answer given. Rabbeinu Manoach gives a different answer. He says, you're right. Per se, it shouldn't need a mezuzah. But after all, it leads into the house inside. And the house has a roof. So that roof is enough to be mechayev, the doorway in the front of the gate also, in front of the yard also, even though the yard doesn't have a mezuzah. Two very different svaras. Why a sha'ar in front of a gate requires, even though it doesn't have a roof. Either this is its derech, or even though it doesn't have, it uses the roof on the inside by the doorway. A nafkamina might be, which side of the gate do you put the mezuzah on? Going in or going out? If, per se, this is the derech of the yard, not to have a roof, and there if it's a chayiv, it's chayiv per se because of the yard, then you put it on the right side going in. We'll talk about this on the right side on a mevez later. But if you say the chayiv is only for the house, then it's not so clear. So maybe it's only then from coming from the house. Maybe. It's more of an open question. Because the chayiv isn't going into the house, dafka. It's because of its connection to the house. And therefore, there might be more of a shiloh. Is another question, again, a parallel question that one might have. It's known as the machlokas between the Chamudei Daniel and Rabbi Akiva Eger. Chamudei Daniel and Rabbi Akiva Eger. What's the machlokas? We know the Gemara says elsewhere that you need a dalet al dalet makom. You need a room that's dalet al dalet amos in order to be chayav mezuzah. Right? 16 square amos. That's a pretty large area. So the question is, what if you have a smaller room? Let's say you have a walk-in closet, which is small. A closet that you can't walk in, then there's for sure no chiyuv and mezuzah. But if you have a walk-in closet, but it's not so big, is there a chiyuv and mezuzah there? So we would probably say yes, l'chumra. Why? Why would there be a chiyuv and mezuzah on a room that's less than dalet al dalet? The Gemara says beferish in Sukkah daf gimel. You need a bayis she'ein bo dalet al dalet is pata mi mezuzah. So two answers given. The Chamudei Daniel quoted in the Pischei Tshuva. In Hilchos Mezuzah says, the Gemara's rule is bias she'in ba dalet al dalet. A house that's less than dalet al dalet, that's an inferior house. But a cheder in a bias, says that's not a problem. That's normal. Just like the svara of the chatzer by the front of the house. It's supposed to be this way. What was the Gemara saying if you have a tiny house? That's a one little room house that's less than dalet al dalet. That's pater from mezuzah. But if you have a room that serves its function, even though it's less than dalet al dalet, that's chayav mezuzah. That's one svar given by the Chamudei Daniel. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, no, you know why it's chayav mezuzah? Because of it's a doorway, it's connected to the room that's in front of the closet. It's still somewhat, you can walk in there, so it's called living space, and it's connected to the room that is in front of the closet. So it's required, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, but not per se, but because of the doorway that it opens from. L'may nafkamina, what side do you put the mezuzah on? According to the Chamudei Daniel, you put it on the right side going into the closet, because it's the chiyuv of the closet, because it serves its purpose. But according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, no, it's the right side going into the room, from the closet. Because of this machlokas, what are we paskin like? So we would put it up without a bracha, pashas. Whenever you have a safek in Hilchos Mezuzah, you put up the mezuzah, but you don't make a bracha. Because right? That's the machlokas between the Chamudei Daniel and Rabbi Akiva Eger. In terms of, again, a parallel, just like the gate, the shaar discussion to the chatzer, that is it per se or because of the other room? So too here. Again, it comes up also, what about a porch? So as you have a similar idea, is there an exit from the porch to the outside? Is there just, you go from the porch to the room, there's no other exit? Again, all of these are issues that come up in Hilchos Mezuzah in terms of what side, and is there a chiyuv per se? Right? Sometimes you have a tiny little kitchen. In some apartments, that's not dalet al dalet. Nobody's going to say you don't have a chiyuv on there. That's a real kitchen. So for sure you're going to need. So which where do you put it? Anyway, this is an important discussion relating to sha'ar, relating to the sha'arim of the chatzeros. So we continue now. So the Gemara says, quoted this Tan Rabbanan, that all the Sha'arim of the Medinos of the Ayaros require. Just one other Ha'ar, I'm sorry, before we continue, I saw there was a discussion, Halach L'maisa, Baruch Hashem, we have the Schus, 20 minutes from here, you go into Harabayas, not the Harabayas, you go into the Ir Ha'atikah, the old city, all the gates have mezuzahs. All the gates have, Shart Sion has a mezuzah, all the gates have mezuzahs. Is there a chiyah to put mezuzahs there? After all, the majority of the city, majority of the residents of the city now are not Jewish. So there's a big, that's up, there's nothing wrong, but there's a question, a discussion in the poskim, if we know shutfis with an akum usually potters. But, so what if you have a city, like the Ir HaAtikah of Yerushalayim? So that's a discussion. Either way, l'maisa they're up. You're allowed to kiss them, you're allowed to focus on them, even though there's no ancient makar of kissing the mezuzah, of looking at the mezuzah. That unkelis that we did yesterday is the closest we're going to get for a makar, where unkelis points to the mezuzah, points out to his to the army that was coming to try to convert him back. Okay, let's continue. And we'll see at the end if there's more general mezuzah time. But here we go. Amalei Abayel Rav Safra. We're about the 10th line or so. Hani Abuli de Mechuza. My time alo Abdi Rabbana Mezuzah. Why didn't they make in Abuli de Mechuza? That's a place where they have gates of a certain city. And it was, Rashi adds in, Vahayu Ruban Yisrael. Rashi adds that in. There was a mostly Jewish city. They didn't put up mezuzahs on the gates. Why not? Amar Lei, Hanhu Chizuk La'akra de Kupehu Da'avidi. Those gates were not created in order to have a going in and going out of the city. That was just there because there was a watchtower, and they needed supports for the watchtower. So they built this doorway, but really to support what was above it, not to have a passageway underneath it, and therefore there was no chiyuv in mezuzah. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Ve'akra Dekubi Gufati by mezuzah. But the watchtower needs mezuzah per se, and therefore this doorway is a sha'ar to that watchtower. Daha Isba Dira L'Shomer Beso Asurim. The guard to the jail lives there. Daha Tanya. We learned whenever there is a base dira that is connected to a place that's putter from mezuzah, it requires a mezuzah because it has a residence. The time the Brisa says, Beis HaKnesses Sheyesh Bo Beis Dira, a shul which may ikar hadin, if you only daven and learn in the shul, you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't sleep in the shul, it does not require a mezuzah. Our shuls, we all drink in, and we all snack in, and the kids get candies in the shul. So pashtus, it's a chayv mezuzah, because that's not like an old Beis HaKnesses. But may ikar hadin, theoretically, a shul does not require a mezuzah. So shul, but if it has a connected base dira, l'chazer ha'knesses, for the gabai to live there, for the shabbos to live there, chayeves b'mezuzah. So to here, in the case of akra dekubi, the sha'ar goes into the base dira for the shomer, so it should require mezuzah. So el amar abayim mishum sakana, it's not put up because of sakana. You're worried that the king is going to say, Rashi says, there's some type of kshafim going on here, what are they putting up here on the doorway? So that is why it is not put there. The other type of sakana that could be suggested is that it's sakana for the mezuzah. If I put up a mezuzah, I know it's going to be vandalized. That also might be a reason not to put the mezuzah up, right? That relates to the major discussion. Also, it's halacha, it's a gemara, it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If somebody is moving, me'ikar adin, they have to leave their mezuzahs up. They don't have to leave their cases. But the halacha is you have to leave your mezuzah up. Either because, you know, you're being mazik. Tosfos says you're being mazik the people moving in. Because they're going to move in, they're not going to have mezuzahs up yet. Or you're being machshil them. Right, different svaras. That's the halacha. But if a non-Jew or somebody moving in after you, you don't think it's going to have proper covet for the mezuzahs, then you're allowed to take them. Right? Sakana for the mezuzah. Right? So that's where you're allowed to take them. So that's what's going on here. There was a case of in the Akra Tekubi, they were worried. Ditanya, as the Brisa says, this Brisa also reflects the idea of Sakana not having to put up the mezuzah, and Sakana exists. Mezuzahs, yachan ivdechas pamayim b'shavua, v'shal rabim pamayim b'yovel. And all of the mezuzah here. A mezuzah should be teched twice every 7 years, the Gemara says. And a private mezuzah. But a rabbi mezuzah, a mezuzah for, let's say, a public area, twice every 50 years. Why? Because Rashi says, if you make them do it more often for the rabbin, they're never going to do it. Because by a rabbin, everybody relies on everybody else to take care of it. Your own mezuzah, you can give a chiv pretty often. You'll do it. But for the rabbin, Everybody relies on everybody else by Osik B'tzarchei Tzibur. And therefore, if we do it too often, so then nobody would do it. So you rely on the Chazaka, the Cheskas Kashrus, you only do it twice every 50 years. V'yamar Rabbi Yehuda, that part's not related to us. V'yamar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Ba'arta Bin Echad, Shayabodek Mezuzas B'shuka Elyon Shal Tzipori. He was checking his mezuzas. Umatzo Kaster Echad, and a certain officer found him, thought he was involved in magic. V'natam Imenu, Elav Zuz. He took 1,000 Zuz from him. It was an onesh. That was the fine for practicing witchcraft in the area. So you see, if you have that worry, you don't have a chiyuv, right? There is limits for how much money you have to spend on mitzvah saseh. For mitzvah lo saseh, I have to give away all my money, not to violate a lo saseh. But to mitzvah saseh, there's a limit. So if you know you're going to be fined for it, you're potter. The Amar Rav Elazar shluchei mitzvah in nizokin. Why? How is he punished? Shluchei mitzvah. Heicha the kviyah hezeka shiny. No, because with this, the Gemara says also shchiyah hezeka, kviyah hezeka. So for that, we have to know that the Kriya Sheik is shiny, and therefore you don't have a Chiv in that case. Dechsev, just like by Shmuel HaNavi. Well, Shmuel HaNavi was told to go anoint Shaul, David HaMelech, and he was scared that Shaul was going to hear about it and punish him. He says to Hashem, Eichelech, how can I go v'shama Shmuel v'haraguni? And what does Hashem say? It's amazing. What does Hashem say? Don't worry about it. I told you you'll be okay. No, Hashem plays along with the charade. Vayomer Hashem eglas baketach miyadecha. Pretend you're bringing a carbon. Vayamarta lesboch Hashem basi. Yeah, pretend. It's amazing that you could have said that. That Hashem answered in that way. There's a malbim. The malbim on that pasuk notes, isn't this a lack of bitachon? Lack of bitachon by Shmuel HaNavi. Right, did Moshe ever question? Did Yirmiyahu HaNavi ever question? Wasn't this a lack of bitachon by Shmuel? They're going to judge, okay, ain't somchan al anes, but Hashem tells you. Hashem tells you it's going to be okay. Says the Malbim. You know, the Malbim's commentary on every Sefer in Navi is called something else. Right, on Tehillim, and on Yoshua. Right, on Yoshua it's called Nachlas Yoshua. On Shoftim it's called Shvot HaShoftim. On Shmuel it's called Dvar Shmuel. Dvar Shmuel. And on Malachim, it is called Lev Malachim. So you have one volume here, all of the Nevi'im Rishonim. Anyway, so says the Malbim. What is the reason? He says, by Moshe, by Yirmiyahu, by all the others, they weren't worried because they were doing something with Sarach the Klal. And there was something in public that was going to happen, and that was connected to the Shlichus. It was a public event, and therefore, they didn't question. But here, there was a private event going on. That's why Shmuel was nervous. It was private. He says, Lo haye Shmuel misyare, velo shiyehe bilti boteach, ki Hashem shocho yetzileyu. He wouldn't have been worried. Raki anavi yismoch al anes, be'isha yodeya, ki anes mekushar im shlichuso. Where it's connected to his shlichus. Kemo shahaye b'shlichus Moshe v'yirmiyahu. Shahochu b'makam sakana, ubatchu al anes. But when it came to this situation of Shmuel, it was all in private. Aval acher shepo lo haya hakavana sheyelach bepirsum. It was all, he was going to anoint him in private. V'sheyichazik shlichuso aydei neis. There wasn't a miracle that was supposed to happen. Im kein, im yodeya lishol b'mikra v'yirtze lohargo v'yinatzal b'neis lo yiyah neis l'tzor shlichus b'chlam raki yaneis prati haba b'mikra. The neis would only be to save me, Shmuel says. I don't know if I'm on that level to be zocha to a neis. And that's why it was different, and that's why he questioned. Not because Chas v'Shalom had a lack of bitachon. He had a lack of bitachon in himself. Not a lack of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Shema Yigra Machet, as the Gemara says elsewhere. That was why he was nervous, and it was different. Good. The Magen Avraham quotes this Gemara in Hilchos Pesach. Sevetav Pei Aleph. The Magen Avraham quotes that the night of the Seder, the Shulchan Aruch says, we have this at the end of Pesachim, is Lal Shimurim, and we have certain activities that are okay on Lal Shimurim. When did this come up at the end of Pesachim? Remember Zugos, right? How are we allowed to have 4 cups of wine? Right now, let's have Zugos. It's a bad sign. So the Gemara gave 3 answers there. Mitztaref, that they're not Mitztaref, Kosos Shal Bracha, not Mitztaref, or each one is a separate one, but one of the answers was Lal Shimurim. Don't worry about it. Hashem protects you tonight. Lel Shimurim. So the minog that's quoted by earlier sources are, leave your door open Pesach night. Don't lock your doors. Says the Magen Avraham, Shchiyah Chazek Hashayni. Meaning, if there's a place where Ganavim might come in, so, you know, you could do these Lel Shimurim of only saying Hamapil and not all the other paragraphs. There's no downside to that. But in terms of leaving the door open, one has to be nervous and careful about that. And the last point just to mention is, so how often do we have to check our mezuzahs? So twice every 7 years, if it's private, so that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's brought over then by some poskim to Hilchas Tefillin. But twice every 7 years is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That is, l'maisa, a big question, whether that is something that we should follow. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it again, it's been Reish Tzad the Aleph, and the issue is, as Rashi quotes here, because you have to be worried that stuff got rubbed out, and the like. But there are a number of poskim that say in both directions. First of all, the Aruch HaShulchan notes, if it's a mezuzah that is in a weather-blown area, it's a mezuzah on a garage, it's a mezuzah that's subject to the elements, then for sure it might need checking even more often. On the one hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says the opposite. Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo, Ein nohagin livdok es atfilin shenasu bizmanenu behidur lilo siba miyuchedes. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, if there's no reason to assume, if you know for sure when the tefillin were written, they were written properly, behidura, and you know there was never a reyasa, you didn't put tefillin on when your hair was wet, and you didn't carry your tefillin in the rain, and it wasn't in a very hot place. You just have them regular, there's no reason to assume that anything happened. Says of Shlomo Zalman, in our day and age where the tefillin are so vacuum-packed closed, and there's no way anything's getting in there. It's not like in the days of old when they were strung together and things could get in. He says there's no reason, because every time you open it also, it causes problems. And you move around some letters. And then he's in the footnote, V'chein l'inyi mezuzah. B'mekomos shekovim ha-mezuzah b'toch ha-kosel. B'kleis chuchis v'eino nogas b'kosel. You have it in a case. It doesn't even touch the back of the wall, where even if the back of the wall became moist, you know, nothing's going to happen to the mezuzah. Ein makpidim livdok pamayim b'zayin shanim. You don't have to. Is there a minhag to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes to check your mezuzahs during Elul? Okay, there are different minhagim that people have. But me'ikir hadin, this halacha, says your Shlomo Zalman, the metzias is different. Metzias of mezuzahs and tefillin are different today, and therefore, says your Shlomo Zalman, one need not do that unless there's a specific reason. Okay, we continue now. The Gemara now goes for the next 30 lines. One conversation. Tani Rav Kahana Kameid Rav Yehuda. Base HaTeven, Ubeis HaBakar, Ubeis HaEtz, Ubeis HaOtzaros, all these storage rooms. Base HaTeven, right, for animals or for wood. Peturim and HaMezuzah, they're potter. Why? Mipnei SheHaNashim Ne'osos Bahen. The women use them. What does that mean? Umay Ne'osos, Rochatzos. They wash there. So it's not a makam shel kavod. Halacha is only a bayis shel kavod needs mezuzah. A bathroom does not need a mezuzah. Not only does it need, it's not allowed to get a mezuzah. Interesting, what happens if in front of the bathroom you have a room, sometimes in a shul you have this, you have a sink room in front of the bathroom. So does that sink room, if it has a doorway going in, require a mezuzah? So that's different from hagim. Some are machalik between whether those sinks are only used for people coming out of the bathroom, or whether people go in there to wash for birchas kohanim, for netilas yadayim. So if the former, then lachor does not need a mezuzah, it's just a hemshach of the bathroom. If it's the latter, that people go in there to wash without using the bathroom, so then maybe lachor it would require. Either way, that's an important discussion. But here, so what does it mean, rochatzos? Amrlei, so that's the braisa that was said in front of Rav Yehuda the Amora. These rooms are peturos because women washed in them. Amrlei, Rav Yehuda, really? Taima de rochatzos, the only reason they're peturos is because women washed in them. Ha, stama, chayavin. But if that wouldn't be the case, they'd be chayiv. But vahatanya, refes, bakar, peturim, and mezuzah. The refes, the place where the animals are, is pater, even without the women factor. So Ella, my okay. So rethink what we meant. My nail. So it's miskashtos. It means they get put on makeup there. V'hachitani, and this is what it meant to say. Afalpi, not since. Afalpi shanashim miskashtos ben peturin. Even though they put on their makeup there, they are potter because it is a room that's not chayiv in mezuzah. Amalei Rav Kahana v'shanashim miskashtos ben peturin. Really? V'atanya refes balkar peturin ben mezuzah v'shanashim miskashtos ben chayavis ben mezuzah. No, if women use it for a residence to do activities in there, it should be chayiv. Ella ma'isa kol ameimar miskashtos tanohi. What do you want to say? It's a machlokas tanoim. If they do that, so lo didinami stama tanahi. So I, says Rav Kahana, I think even a stam base bakar, or a base at heaven, that's a machlokas. Detanya. As we have the following brisa, beischa miyuchad lecha, your house is chayv mezuzah, prat lo beis atevel lo beis abakar lo beis eis lo beis otaros, excluding all of these storage rooms shepaturim ben mezuzah that are patur, the yesh shemachayvim, and there are those that are chayv. What are chayiv? Where they're used. Be'emes amru, beis akise, ubeis habursaki. You have a bathroom or a tannery. Ubeis hamerchatz, a shower room, ubeis hatzvilah. Vishe hanashim ne'osas, ve'apaturim ne'mezuzah. That's the end of the brisa. So how does each opinion, Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana, interpret? Remember, Rav Kahana says, even stam beis habakar is a machlokas. And Rav Yehuda says, no, the machlokas is where nashim is kashcho. Stam beis habakar for sure does not need. So each one will fit the prices according to their own opinion. Rav Kahana mataritz l'taimei, Rav Yehuda mataritz l'taimei. Rav Kahana mataritz l'taimei, beischa miyucha lecha prat. Excluding l'beis hateven, l'beis habakar, l'beis etzel, l'beis otzorus. Shepeturim and emezuzah b'stam. Rav Kahana says, stam, the first opinion is, stam storage rooms that you don't live in is pater. The yesh, shemechayvim is stam. And some say, no, you're obligated. By the way, that's what we hold. We hold storage rooms are chayv and mezuzah. You have a garage, you have a basement, you have an attic. They're chayv and mezuzah, even though you don't live there. Storage rooms are good enough. So, Rav Kahana says, machlokas tanoim. And be'emes amru, and then we add though, beis ha-kisei, beis ha-borski, beis ha-merchaz, beis ha-tefillah, vishe ha-nashim me'osos bahen, and women that use me'osos rochosos, peturim ne'mezuzah. If you have the added factor, these other rooms that are not mechubad rooms, so those are peturos. So, ihachi hainu merchatz. What do you mean? But if it's of the, if these last, this last type of room is that women wash in there, it's the same thing as beis ha-merchatz, which is three rooms earlier. So, ashmida merchatz to rabim, ashmida merchatz to yachid. A private shower area and a public shower area. Sakadai dechamina, I might have thought merchatz to rabim, de nafis zuhame. Merchatz to rabim, where there is a lot of zuhama. It's a really not a mechubad area. A private one, you might think, is not as zuhama filled, and therefore it might be chayv mezuzah kamash malan. No, even a private shower room is not chayv mezuzah. That is all Rav Kahana. That is a machlokas tanoim about a general storage room. But Rav Yehuda mataris l'taimei, and Rav Yehuda himself fits the price according to his opinion. Hachi katani, this is how he understands it. Beischa, beischa, miyucha l'cha, prat, excluding l'beis ha-tev, l'beis ha-parko, l'beis ha-tev, l'beis ha-otzaros, shepeturim and ha-mezuzah, afilu miskashtos. That's the machlokas. V'yesh b'chayven v'miskashtos. Right, the machlokas is if women use it for putting on makeup. Avostam debri akol pater. But in general, if women don't use it for sure, says Rav Yehuda, storage room is pater. And be'emes amru, then he adds in the same thing, beis akisi, beis aborsaki, u beis amerchatz, u beis atfila, af alpisha, anashim miskashers, bahen, peturim and emezuzah, mishim denafish, zuhame. Okay, that's how they each learn the brisa. Important ha'ara, so a bathroom does not need a mezuzah. A place where people walk around without clothes does not require a mezuzah. What about a bedroom? What about a bedroom? So if the door closes and the mezuzah is on the outside, okay. But many times, the door closes and the mezuzah is on the inside. How do a husband and wife, you know, act like husband and wife if there's a mezuzah facing inside the room? So if you look in Maseches Brachos by Tefillin, the Gemara discusses a double covering. A kiss betoch kiss. By mezuzah, and the Gemara discusses it. What about if you have a Sefer Torah in the house? What's the halacha? It's fascinating that the Gemara doesn't say a word about mezuzah, which is probably the most lemaisa one. Tefillin, how often are tefillin in the bedroom? Or is a Sefer Torah in the house? But those are the only two discussed in Maseches Brachos in the third parak. Mezuzah is nowhere. Ask the Aruch HaShulchan, that's an amazing omission. Why isn't mezuzah discussed? He comes up with a tremendous chiddush. But it's so straightforward. Says the Aruch HaShulchan Hilchos Mezuzah, it must be, right? Why does the Gemara say that? It must be because the same God that told us to put up a mezuzah gave the mitzvah pur revu. See, he understands that this is not a bizayon. This is not an undermining of a Dir Shel Kavod. You have a shower, in a bathroom. There's no mitzvah there. And there's no chiyuv to have it there. But a bedroom, for sure you need a mezuzah on. You do all the other activities there. Yes, included in that is husband and wife activities. But, says the Aruch HaShulchan, his lashon is, Dezeo hechrech, shahatora gazra lasos mezuzah, vatora gazra al piri yavarivya, uvadai, she'ein tzarech kli beto kli, ala kisui ba'alma, v'ulai gamzein tzarech. So we have one kli. But at least you have the plastic, you have the case. But even that you might not even need. Kivach and it's tavino alzeh. V'lachin, that's why it's left out of the Gemara. Because it's an issue of tefillin, it's an issue of Sefer Torah, but it's not an issue of mezuzah. An amazing chiddush, but it's a beautiful one. Okay, third to last line. That's in, you want to look it up? Resh pei vav sif tesvav. Resh pei vav tesvav. Okay. Ul Rav Yehuda, stama divrei kol pater. One second. According to the second opinion, Rav Yehuda says a storage room is always pater from mezuzah. Bevatanya, didn't we learn in the following brisa? Bisharecha echad sharei batim, ve'echad sharei chatzeros, ve'echad sharei medinos, ve'echad sharei ayaros, all gates, ve'refes, ve'lulin, and the refa where the animals are, umasbein, and the where the straw is stored. Ve'otzros yayin, ve'otzros shemen, chayavin b'mezuzah. All of these places are chayiv. Yochol sh'ani marbe af beishar achsaja umir pases. I might think I even include a beishar, a little doorway in front of a chatzer that people use for a shortcut. A mir peset, which is the big open area in front of a house. V'chulu. So tamalomer no bias. Ma bias miucha ladira yatsu elu shem miucha ladira. No, these are not for dira purposes, so you don't need a mezuzah. Yochol sh'ani marbe af beisakisei. Ubeisa bursaki, ubeisa merchot, ubeisa tvila. I might include those. Tamalomar, bias. No, it says bias. Ma bias ha'asui l'chavod. Af kol ha'asui l'chavod. Just like bias is only if it's a mechubad area, so too, right? That's why if you have an area that's not a mechubad room, so then it would not require. It's like the post-gib sometimes talk about, what about a boiler room? Or a hot water heater room? You have a little room in your basement, or in your attic, whatever it is, where you have some kli part of the house. You never go in there, it's dirty, it's old, it's hot. So l'chor, that does not need a mezuzah, because that's this halacha. It's not asu l'kavod. Yasu elish yin asu l'kavod. Yochosh ani mar be'af harabayis v'halishchos v'azaros. Maybe I can include all the rooms and areas and doorways in the Beis HaMikdash. Tamalomer bayis, ma bayis shehu chol, af kol shehu chol. Yasu elish yin kodesh, question mark. So you see the Brisa says beferish that regular storage rooms are chayv and mezuzah. How could Rav Yehuda say, kulei alma, not tiyufta? So that sheet is rejected, and that's what we paskin. We paskin that a plain regular storage room is chayv and mezuzah, even if you don't have the noshim miskashtos. Good. Period. Tanui, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, kamei derava, shisha sha'arim, peturim and mezuzah. Six gates are pater from mezuzah. Beis HaTeven, the gates going into these. So the actual doorways of these require. But maybe the Sha'arim, so maybe this is a different opinion from before, or it's talking about the Sha'arim. So, Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBako, Beis Eitz, Beis Otsaros, V'Sha'ar HaMadai, Sha'ar HaMadai is an arched doorway. Rashi says, Sha'osin B'Kipa. Like in Mada, they had a lot of arched doorways. An arched doorway does not require. We'll talk about that. Vishar Sheina Makura. And if it doesn't have any roof on it, it doesn't have a top lintel. Shar Sheina Makura. Vishar Sheina Kavoyud. And also a shar that is not 10 tfachim high. It's got to be at least 10 tfachim to be a doorway. So the verse is 1 minute. Amalei patachta b'shisha v'salakta b'shiva. You said 6 doorways and you listed 7. So how does that work? So Amalei, Shar HaMadai Tanohi. Shar HaMadai is not included. Because that's separate. That's really a machlokas tanoim, whether an arched doorway requires a mezuzah. Did Tanya, the Brisa says, keep an arched doorway, Rabbi Meir mechayev b'mezuzah v'cham potrin. Machlokas, Rabbi Meir says chayev v'cham say potr. V'shavin, but they both agree, shem yesh baragla asara, shechayev es b'mezuzah. If there is a 10 tfachim height before the arch starts, then everybody agrees there's a chayev and mezuzah. It's a good question where to put the mezuzah. But everybody agrees there's a chiyuv. And Amar Abaya, Abaya continues discussing this machlokas. Dekuli alma gavoa yud ve'ein baragla gimel v'lav klumhi. Everybody agrees that if there isn't 10 tfachim high for at least 3 tfachim high, that for sure. Even Rameir would say you're pater there. Even Rameir would say inam yish baragla gimel ve'ein gavoa yud v'lav klumhi. Or if there is 3 tvachim of rochav dalid. I'm sorry, I forgot to add that in. That the 3 tvachim on the bottom is a doorway. Let's go back for a second. Has to be at least 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. That's the minimum shear of a doorway. So if it's not 4 tvachim wide at the bottom for at least 3 tvachim high, then for sure everybody agrees that you're pater. And if it is 3 tfachim high of 4 tfachim wide, but it doesn't go all the way up to 10 tfachim, then everybody agrees putter also. Everybody agrees they're putter. Lo nechleku, ella, the machlokus is, bigavo hayud, v'yesh baragla gimel, it is 10 tefachim high. It is at least 4 tefachim wide for a height of 3 tefachim, v'ein brachava dalid, but v'yesh ba lachuk lashlima la'arba. But as you continue up, it's not 4 tefachim wide anymore, right? It starts getting rounded. So the question is this chayiv in mezuzah? So Rabbi Meir savar chokakin lahashlim. Rabbi Meir says that you are allowed to view as if you cut out the arched doorway. Chokakin, as if you carve out and you can be mashlim the shear going up. As long as it started off with a good enough shear of 4 tefachim and of 3 tefachim high, it's okay. That's Rabbi Meir. For Rabbanan savar chokakin lahashlim. You don't do that. You look at the literal doorway. Forget conceptual analysis here. Lamaisa, the airspace, there's not enough room. Say the Rabbanan, there is no chiyuv. Again, most of our arch doorways would be chayiv in mezuzah because there's enough. There is 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high before anything starts anyway. Right? 10 tefachim, 30 plus inches. So it would be chayiv anyway. Tana Rabbanan, let's continue. Beis HaKnesses, Ubeis HaIsha, Ashua, Ubeis HaIsha, or a place where women are, Ubeis HaShutfin. A house of partners. Chayeves b'mezuzah. So like, where's the pshita? What's the chiddush of all these? What, if only women live there? What, there's a if women rent an apartment? So ma'o detema beischa v'lo beisa. You might have darshan your house and not her house. Beischa v'lo batehem. Not partners. Wow. There's a havamina that only an individual that owns a room. But if partners own a room, just like there's pturim by meiser behema and other halachas, mezuzah also. Kamash malan. How do you know to make such a drasha? So Amar Kra, Laman Yiru Yemecha Vibevenechem. Hani Bo Yechai, Vani Lo Bo Yechai. Mezuzah is about giving long life. What? Partners don't need long life? So therefore, obviously, we don't make such a drasha. Ela Beis Chalam. So what is learned out from Beis Cha, your house? What do we exclude? Kidder Rava, to Amar Rava, Derech Bi Ascha. The way you go in. It's telling you the side that you need to put the mezuzah on. V'chi akar inish kare diyamina akar bereisha. When a person walks, then he takes his right, he goes the right foot first, that's the way he goes in, and therefore, you put it on the right side. What if I'm a lefty? What if I'm a lefty? You still put the mezuzah on the right side. Doesn't make a difference. I think we mentioned in the past, Rav Chaim Kanievsky has in Hilchas Tfilin, he has Kuntris Ish Iter. He has 3 pages on Ish Iter, and he goes through 88 halachos that have to do with righty-lefty issues, 88, and he goes through each one when it makes a difference if you're a lefty, when it doesn't make a difference if you're a lefty. He breaks it up into 8 categories of halachos. But he goes through, if you want to look it up, it's in Meseches Tfilin. He has a commentary on Meseches Tfilin, and he writes it there. But Lamaisa, we put the mezuzah on the right side of the doorway. Sometimes it's not clear which side you should put it on. The right side. What's the right side? So coming into a house, you know what the right side is. So there are 4, the post can discuss 4 questions we have to ask to figure out what the right side is. Number 1, public versus private. So that's number 1. So from the outside to the inside, we know what the right side is. Right side going in. And if that continues into a further room on the inside, that's an extension of the front door. That's also public versus private. That is number 1 question. What if that question doesn't exist? Meaning, what if it's a room inside the house, and sometimes you walk one way, sometimes you walk the other way, and it's both private rooms? So the second question you ask is the usage of the doorway. Which way do you mostly travel? That's question number 2. Right, sometimes you have a dining room, and the kitchen, and the living room. Which way do you mostly travel? And then you go to the right side that direction. What if that's also equal? And there's no answer to that question. So then you ask the usage of the room. Which is the Iker room, which is the Tafel room? Right, if one room services the other room, so then the right side going in from the Tafel room to the Iker room. That's the third question. What if that also cannot be answered? Then you go, the Gemara says, by Heckert Seer. You go, right, which way the door swings? The door swings into the room that you walk in that way. Whatever side the hinges are on, that's called, right side. I think, right, that's about what the hinges are on. But whichever way the door swings in, right, that's the inside room, and you go, and what if there's no door? The Rambam paskins there's only chiyuv mezuzah if there's a door. We don't paskin that way. We paskin even if there's no actual door. We just need the doorway. So what if you can't answer any of these 4 questions? So most poskim say, pick a side, whatever you want. Whatever you want. There's a huge chiddush by Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Yeredeya, Aleph Kufayin Vav says, if there's no clear right side, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. Chiyuv mezuzah is only if there's a right sign. The Gemara says biascha, beisecha derech biascha. Rav Moshe writes, if you don't know exactly which side to put it on, so no chiyuv mezuzah. That is Rav Moshe's tremendous chiddush in Aleph Kufayin Vav. And the other poskim say that how could you say that? That there's no chiyuv. He says avel imhem shavim mamish patur. But the other poskim say that, pick a side. Maybe you want to do it without a bracha because you're not sure which side to put it on. Either way, that was Rav Moshe's sheet. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about. Mehilchos Mezuzah, we will continue tomorrow.